It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show. And as I've been explaining to people, gosh, I've been doing this for 8 years plus now. And every time I do a show, I kind of hope and stress that you need to understand how truly complex you are as a human being. You're not just physical in nature, and you're not just emotional, but you're also spiritual and you're intellectual. And I always share that I hope people are learning something even at the moment of death. And maybe it's just this, oh my gosh, that's why we're alive experience that you have as you make that transition over into the spirit realm. Over the years, I have had different guests come on that addressed each of those four issues. And so today I have somebody brand new. Her name is Jackie Vick. And we're going to be talking about from burnout to balance. And I would say that in today's world, I think the stress level is probably higher than at any time that I've ever known it personally. Now, I'm sure it was extremely difficult for like my parents who were going through, you know, World War II. But we've had lots of things between then and now. And I think probably the biggest issue is not so much what we're experiencing. It's the fact that it's in our face every single minute. If you turn on television, if you listen to some of the different podcasts, if you happen to turn on your radio, pick up, you know, an article that's maybe in a magazine or, you know, God forbid, a newspaper. They still exist in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where I am now. But it was hard to find a newspaper anyplace in Tampa, St. Pete. So we're under just a tremendous amount of stress, I feel. And that's why I wanted Jackie to come on and talk about, you know, burnout, because some of it is transcending into where you're working. And if that's the case, then you're going to have some issues there as well. You know, just trying to manage the stress of your job, your home, and then just your personal life and what you're experiencing emotionally. So before we get started, I remind everyone that all of the shows are archived at www.synergyconnectionradio.com. And there's, I don't even know how many pages, quite honestly, anymore. I need to go check, but there are a lot, probably 32, 33 pages of shows. And so you can look for your favorite person that I've maybe had on in the past. And I have not figured out a way for you to be able to type in a name and then have all of their shows pop up so that you could listen to just those shows. But they are there. And if you scroll through them, you'll see the title and their names and can, you know, listen to the shows you want to listen to. Also, there is a link to Boomers Forever Young. And this is a company, I use the products. I have used them faithfully for 8 years. And their newest product is one called Myotrol. So it's Myotrol. Myotrol is for stamina. It's for strength. One of the biggest issues we have now with an aging population is people are losing muscle mass. And it doesn't come just if you're sick, but if you're just aging. After the age of 50, you lose 1% per year. So if you're 60, you've lost 10%. If you're 70, you've lost 20%. And that is a very big issue, because if you fall and you don't have the muscle there to support your bones, to cushion them, you know, from a fall, it's very easy to break bones. And a lot of people break femurs, they break hips, they, you know, wreck up their knees, whatever they might be doing that impacts that part of their body. So check out Myotrol, listen to Eric Kurtz, he's the inventor. There's a couple of videos on their website. And, you know, if there's something that appeals to you and you think you'd like to try it, when you check out in the discount code box, just type in my first name, L-U-C-Y, And the company has agreed to give everybody 15% discount. So it's a nice discount on whatever you might be buying. And they also have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it, if it doesn't do anything for you, you can return it and get your money back. So it's kind of a no-lose situation. I think you'll win by using the products. I wouldn't have been using them all these years if I didn't think they worked. All right, well, welcome, Jackie, and we're going to start talking about burning out and how to come back into balance.
Thanks for having me, Lucy.
You're
I
welcome.
appreciate it.
So where do you want to go with this? I think, and like I said, everybody's under a lot of stress, but with burning out, what do you see? I mean, what I see is people that just get up in the morning and their lives are just not where they want them to be, and they just have to go through the motions of living each day. And I know that can be depressing. I know it can rob you of any and all your energy. But what do you see from the people that you are working with?
But you kind of talked a little bit about it in the intro, about how it's in all the things that are happening in our world, it's in front of us from the TV to newspapers to everywhere. But where I see it really having some of the biggest impact is people are on their phone all the time. So, in addition to turning on the news and seeing it on the radio, you pick up your phone and there are headlines there of all the challenges that are going on in the world. And then if you happen to click on one of those things, the intelligence of that phone knows that you have interest in it, and so it tends to populate more and more and more of those types of stories. So I don't think we're in a society now where we can easily escape all the challenges that are out there in the world. And then you put those challenges on top of the challenges that you have personally and professionally, and it gets to be a lot. Like my whole career and my whole life has been really supporting people who are very like mission focused and purpose focused. So they're often servants of other people, and their passion to serve other people and be the helper, be the fixer, be the healers, those builders in our world, that's a lot. So the passion that really drives them to be those servants and those healers and those fixers, those helpers. That passion is also often the thing that leads to burnout because they're so focused on helping and serving other people that they tend to forget about themselves, or they just keep going and they don't really notice those signs and those indicators of burnout until they are completely burned out. And I feel like burnout isn't like a one-time event. It's this cumulative thing that happens when you continually give, when you are answering your emails very late at night, or from the work perspective, you spend an entire weekend catching up because you're falling behind at work. And those things are cumulative and have an impact. There's a have you Lucy, have you heard this story about the frog in the pot of water?
I believe so, but go ahead and tell me the story again because
Yeah, you'll remember it if
remember
you have.
something about
So
it.
essentially, if you put a frog in a pot of water and the water's cold and you turn on the stove and the water starts to warm up, the frog will just sit there right? Because the water is gradually warming up and it's not boiling yet. But the and then the frog really doesn't know the danger of being in that boiling water until it's too late. And what the frog doesn't really realize is that their energy and their everything about them has been kind of adjusting to the increased temperature in the water. And then all of a sudden the water is boiling and it doesn't have enough energy to get out. So that's kind of what burnout feels like to me, is the water starts to get turned up and we don't realize that it's turning up because we're just adjusting and we're going with it. And then all of a sudden it's boiling and we're feeling that big pressure. So that's what I feel like burnout is. It's just really gradual and not a huge event. And then often by the time you're realizing it, you're kind of already cooked and you're already feeling that pressure.
Exactly. That's a really good analogy because I would say over the last 10 years, maybe even longer, we've known about, I don't know, global warming. We've known about prices that, are escalating. Like when in Florida, the average price on the home when I moved down there, which was 24 years ago, was pretty affordable. But then people moved there because there were, no state taxes, and because, the weather was quote unquote, really nice. Well, I watched the weather change over the years, and you don't think about, 1 or 2 or 3 or even 4 degrees as being a big deal if you're in the Midwest, right? But in Florida, it's a different story because with the humidity, when I first moved down there, it would be maybe 90 degrees during the summer months, but it'd be that 90 every single day. And the humidity would be around 65 to 70% all the time. But you'd get these trade winds that would come in the afternoon, and it would make it a little more tolerable. Well, over the last 4 or 5 years, that has changed. And it's just because of the density of the population and all of the roads, and the area doesn't have a chance to cool down because it maintains that summer heat. And our summers
Sure,
are
makes
from
sense.
May until December. And so you just have this constant heat and humidity. Well, it's changed the land, on lots of different levels because of all the construction. The tortoise turtles are the gopher turtles. They are being li literally buried alive. So they're
Oh
becoming
my gosh.
on the endangered species list because developers don't have time to literally worry about where they have their nest. So they just go in and change the land. And by contouring the land,
Destroy the
they end
habitat.
up burying these turtles alive under, 40, 50 feet of dirt. So there's just so many things that across the world we are now paying more attention to, I think. The storm patterns, the literal changing of winters in Florida, the winters have moderated, I would say. You don't have, really winter weather. It kind of is like late spring weather.
Oh, sure.
And then you move back into summer. And so the storms, like last year, with the two hurricanes that were back to back on 11 days apart. That was the reason, is the water, as they come across this Gulf of Tampeche, the water in the Gulf is now in the summertime 94 and 95 degrees. It used to never get above 90. And so everything is changing, whether it's Florida or someplace else, it is changing. And I do believe that those changes, whether you're a farmer or somebody in the dairy business or somebody that's making widgets in a factory, everything has changed economically and, doing more with less. And, AI now, a lot of people being concerned that they're going to lose their job because of AI. And quite honestly, they probably will.
Yeah, some will indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a that's a good another good example of just things kind of happening over time, and we don't often get really hit with something drastic. So sometimes, like events like a hurricane, obviously that can be something drastic that we have to respond to. But sometimes it's those kind of big events that make us step back and realize those changes over time. For me, and kind of going back to the burnout piece of things, I didn't even label, and I don't know if I label it burnout now, but there was an event that happened in my life that really caused me to maybe I'll call it pay attention to the temperature rising better. My whole career, I've been somebody who gives 110% to everything. My family, my career, everything was 110%. So then when you're giving that much all the time, you tend to not pay attention to yourself. And then also things start to be impacted. Like you can't give 110% to everything. You know, it impacts your family, it impacts you, it impacts your career in some cases. So for me, the event that happened was right before my daughter's sixth birthday. She fell down the steps, took a bath, went upstairs to get her pajamas on, came down the steps and went head over heels and broke her arm pretty badly, re requiring surgery. And as luck would have it, the day that she was scheduled for surgery, I was scheduled to be at a conference for work, and it was very expensive, and my employer had paid a lot of money for me to go. And so my husband and I decided that he would go with my daughter to surgery and I would go to the conference. Well, the conference was put on by the Stephen Covey's company, and it was called First Things First. So it was all about recognizing what's important and understanding how to create balance in your life. And so here I am, and it happened to be my daughter's birthday then when she was having surgery. So my daughter's having surgery in the hospital on her birthday, and I'm at a conference hours away. And so as the speakers were talking, I am in tears going, oh my gosh, I am so out of balance. This was the not the right decision, maybe. but that was the time period where I learned to pay attention to that rising temperature before things got bad. So I learned how to create balance in my life. And I'm here to say that it's never perfect. And I think about balance like a teeter-totter. Like sometimes if you're thinking about your personal life versus your career, or you're thinking about all of the ways that you give back to the community and back to the world compared to how you take care of yourself. I think there are times when giving to the community is going to take higher precedence, and what your needs may take a backseat, and vice versa. So I think about balance as a teeter-totter that does not just stay like this, but it's really adjusting to the way things need to adjust. So that having that event made me kind of like stand up, sit up, pay better attention to things that I was not paying attention to before. And that's what I would encourage your listeners to think about is, you know, whether it's attending to something going on in your community or your world, make sure that you are paying attention to all of those little things before there's a big event that happens.
No, that's so true. And it's not easy. because
It is
we
bad.
have always gotten so caught up in people pulling on us for their attention, with work. This has to be done yesterday. And maybe at home, if you still have small children, it's all the events that you feel like you ought to attend at their school or be involved in some way. Even our animals demand our attention,
Yes.
so they need to be walked, they need to be played with and fed. And the responsibilities are kind of unending, but we have to learn to be responsible for us too. Because if
Correct.
we can't care for ourselves, we're not going to be there to care for anybody else.
The way that I have learned to do that and kind of pay attention to that is by adding what I call structure or systems to my life. So, and what I learned from Stephen Covey's training that day was there are time management systems, but he calls it a life management system. So I put together a system in my life and have taught many, many other people on how to do that. And when you have a system or when you have structure, it creates space for you. And it's not to say that you don't have those screaming priorities like a young child or like you had mentioned pets. For some reason, my puppy this week, who is 7 months old, has been very demanding. So I've been in meetings on Zoom and he's jumping on my desk wanting to, get me to play with him. So you can have structure and systems, but part of that structure and system is knowing how to pay attention to those things that are urgent and important, like a upset child or a puppy that needs attention. Obviously I can't leave the meeting, but that was my sign to go out and give him a little bit more time with the ball in the yard than I was giving him. But having those structures, really allows you to kind of think about those things that are urgent and those things are important and then make really good sound decisions. One of the things that I had to do and again teach others to do is I learned had to learn how to say no because I was saying yes to way too many things and it was uncomfortable for me to say no. So I wrote out a little script of how to say no. I practiced it, and I would practice it in the mirror, and then I would practice it with my husband. And so then when those opportunities would come in front of me, and I would have to make a decision and balance them with everything else that I had going on, I had to say no to that. I became more comfortable with it. And I'll tell you, I still remember the very first person that I said no to. It was somebody who had asked me to be on a board, and I was on other boards and volunteering for a lot of things and doing all these things. And I had done all the practicing in the mirror, had my script, and I told them no. And they're like, "Oh, Jackie, come on, we need really need you." And I said, "I'm so sorry, and it's such an honor that you had thought of me and asked me, but I have to say no at this point in time." And I got off the phone with them and started to cry because I'm saying yes had become such a big part of me that saying no was uncomfortable. Over time, I got better at it. I continue to be better at it. Now I'm really good at just choosing those things that I bring into my life that I know are going to keep me in balance. So, but it's not easy.
No, I think one of the big reasons that we have difficulty saying no is we don't want to disappoint people. And so, I mean, that one little factor of, you won't like me as much, or I'm going to disappoint you, and you're going to be hurt and, think less of me. So that's good that you practiced in front of the mirror, because you can still tell yourself, you're an awesome person, Jackie,
Yeah,
just because you're
I'm sure I
saying
looked silly, but it really did help me for sure.
that. Oh my gosh. In the time that we have left, which is only about maybe 3 or 4 minutes, can you give a couple of ideas just that people can take and apply like right away to lessening maybe their stress level, that burnout factor. And then they can contact you, for more information after that.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. yeah, the top three kind of things that I teach, and we can't get into it in a few minutes here, but I would love to have people reach out and I can support however it makes sense. Number one is having time daily to have reflection time. And that reflection time can be something that you are really proud of that you did the day before, or something that really brought you a lot of joy, something that you're really grateful for. Just carving out 5 to 10 minutes every day. I tend to do it in it at night, and but identifying some one point in time in your day that you can do that reflection. That helps me kind of think about how I'm going to handle tomorrow or the next week. And again, it's a way to for me to make sure that that temperature of that boiling pot is kind of staying low. So that's one. another component is so that's daily. I like to also set up time weekly, and I block it in my calendar. So no meetings get scheduled, no appointments get made. That is a time block for me, and it's when I plan. So again, I check in with myself on how did the week go? Did I accomplish the things I wanted to accomplish? I plan for the week ahead. And it just calms down all the mental noise and all the the clutter. And if there's extra time, which I like to have a larger block of time than I know it's going to take, I also just have that time for me, like rest time, or I'm going to just pick up a fiction book and indulge in a couple chapters. So
Schedule
really having
out.
that time. And then the third thing that I'll share is once a quarter, I block an entire day where I can go and do a like big time reset. So I might go and treat myself to coffee and a scone in the morning, and I just and then a walk in the afternoon. And it's again a time for me to kind of treat me and think about me, and again just be kind of tuned in and self-aware of all the things that I'm grateful for, all the joy in my life. It again just keeps me able to keep that water from getting hotter and boiling.
Right. Those are really great ideas. I think everybody can benefit from, trying one or all of them, certainly as a beginning point. And then, like I said, they can reach out to you. And so let people know how they're going to be able to contact you.
Sure. I used to have a very complicated email and I simplified it. So it's my email is Jackie, JACKIE, at JackieVick.com. And then Vic is VICK. So yeah, it's the easiest way to contact me. I read every email that comes in, and would be happy to support any listeners that are out there that might want to talk more about kind of turning down the heat and preventing burnout and really just keeping balance in your life.
Super. Thank you so very much for being a guest. And I do hope that everybody shares this because we're all going through it and we're all there to support each other in any way that we can. So please check out Jackie's website and also, reach out to her on her. All of this, by the way, is at the end of the synopsis on the podcast page. But just, be sure that you Take the time to take care of yourself because, like I said, if we don't take care of our own selves, we're not going to be able to take care of anyone else. And
Right.
that is part of the balance, is not expecting everybody to take care of you because you're taking care of them. It's finding that balance in your life where you're able to do both. Please share the show with others that you care about. And reach out to Vicki, or reach out to Jackie. I said Vicki, but
Yeah,
reach
that's
out
okay.
to Jackie, Vic, if you want to go further in understanding how to prevent burnout and rebalance your life. So, have a wonderful rest of your week, and we will see you next week. Have a good one. Bye bye.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.